USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. military is revealing video evidence to support the claim that Iran was behind the attack of two tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The military says the video shows an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from a Japanese-owned tanker. Retired Navy Admiral and NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stridvitas tells Fox News what he sees confirms claim that make him very nervous about the growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
I've spent half my life in the Gulf of Oman and in and out of that Strait of Hormuz many, many times. This is a difficult, challenging set of circumstances. We are on a collision course. I'm worried.
President Trump is standing by his comments regarding a hypothetical question that was posed to the president regarding accepting dirt on political opponents from a foreign source. The president tells Fox News he would have to know what the dirt was before he could report it to the proper authorities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. Former White House Communications Director Sean Spicer discusses with Fox News the press and the Trump administration.
The job of a spokesperson is to speak in the absence of the principal, in this case, the president. There's no question that this president engages on a very regular basis with the press corps.
The Pew Research Center reports the percentage of dads staying home to care for their children has increased dramatically. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Fatherhood in America is changing as the share of fathers who are stay-at-home dads is now at 17%. That is up from 10% back in 1989. Men ages 20 to 35 called millennials was found by the Pew Research Center to be at 6%. By comparison, 3% of Gen X dads were stay-at-home with their children. The CDC reports that 74.7 million men ages 15 and over are fathers in America.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is leaving at the end of the month. Now, she's been with the president as White House Press Secretary for about 3.5 years. Some members of the press are happy that Sanders is leaving and almost celebrating and saying she did the job a disservice. But why is that? Heather Higgins is the Independent Women's Voice CEO. She joins Fox News with some insight on why she believes conservative women are often routinely bashed in the media. Meanwhile, liberal women are always held up on a pedestal.
So I did a video for Prager University, which outlines the techniques used by the left. For the left, they glamorize, they elevate, they minimize and do damage control if there's a problem. For women who are on the right, they use these techniques like omission, labeling, mocking, all in an attempt to dehumanize and to treat with contempt so they don't have to actually deal with the argument.
Higgins also contends
they claim to support all women, but that's not really what's going on. You have to agree with the ideology and buy in to be on one side or the other of the treatment, which is sad. And occasionally you'll get what they say is balance. Read an article and you'll see that all of the people who are being extolled are women on the left, and then maybe there's one who's a conservative or on the right, or a Republican. That's tokenism. That's not balance.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.